Tomorrow night, the focus of the presidential campaign shifts to New Hampshire, where the three Democratic candidates will debate, with a little more than 6 weeks to go till the first-in-the-nation primary in New Hampshire. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR's Anthony Brooks, who's been on the campaign trail in New Hampshire this week and who will be following tomorrow night's debate in Manchester. Good morning, Anthony, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be here.
So, the three candidates debate: Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. But let's talk about the contest between the presumed national frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Senator Sanders. Who has the most at stake in this debate tomorrow night between the two of them?
Well, I think it's most important for Bernie Sanders. For him to mount a credible challenge to Clinton, he needs to win in Iowa and follow up with a win in New Hampshire. You know, that would send a real message. And he's pretty open about that when you hear him on the campaign trail. Here he is talking this week to students at Nashua Community College in southern New Hampshire.
And if we can win in Iowa, if we can win in New Hampshire, we have a real path toward victory, to pulling off one of the major political upsets in the history of our country.
But Bob, he's running behind in just about every poll in Iowa, so that's going to be a challenge for him. Now, he's leading in New Hampshire, so if he loses in Iowa, he absolutely needs to win in New Hampshire. So this is a really important debate for him. It's the only debate among the Democrats in New Hampshire, so this is a big opportunity for him to make his case to a national audience and, in particular, to New Hampshire voters.
8 years ago, Hillary Clinton lost in Iowa to Barack Obama and then came back and won New Hampshire. So what's at stake for her tomorrow night?
I think one word, momentum. I mean, of course, she wants to do well in this debate and use it to continue what's been a pretty good run for her. She did pretty well in the last debate last month in Des Moines. She went through those grueling hearings on Benghazi. She came out pretty much unscathed. So this is a chance for her to continue to make the case that she's the Democrats' best hope in 2016, and really for her to look past Bernie Sanders and take on the Republicans directly, and I really expect her to do that tomorrow night. And the fact is, unlike Sanders, Clinton could lose New Hampshire and still go on and survive, because the states that follow New Hampshire, in particular South Carolina, she has big leads there. In South Carolina, for example, polls show her ahead by as much as 50 points. So while every debate is important for every candidate, there's a lot more at stake for Bernie Sanders than for her.
Debate issues. Is there an issue on which Clinton is vulnerable in New Hampshire?
Well, Bernie Sanders wants to keep the focus on the growing economic inequality. And Hillary Clinton has a populist message, too. She talks about the system being rigged in favor of the very rich. But her critics on the left, and that would include Sanders and many of his supporters, are going to point out that that message is undermined by her being a little too cozy with Wall Street and the fact that she's collected millions of dollars in speaking fees and many millions more over the years in campaign contributions from Wall Street banks and the financial service firms. So, you know, that's not going to help her case. And in fact, this week, Sanders put up an internet ad aimed at Iowa and New Hampshire voters that went after Clinton on this issue, saying, "You can't change a corrupt system by taking its money." Now, interestingly, he pulled that ad because he says he's not going to be running attack ads and that ad shouldn't have gone up in the first place. But you can expect Sanders to raise this tomorrow night. Clinton will push back. This week, she accepted the endorsement of the liberal billionaire businessman Warren Buffett and embraced his call for higher taxes on the very rich. Here she is speaking earlier this week in Omaha.
"I'm going to fight hard to try to implement what is called the Buffett rule. The Buffett rule says that millionaires should pay at least 30% income tax rates instead of 10, 15, 20, and I want to go even further. Because Warren is 100% right, as usual."
Well, that's taxes. But what about the issues of national security and terrorism following the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino? How's that likely to play out in tomorrow night's debate, especially since it was the focus of the GOP debate earlier this week? It also seems like an issue that could play to Hillary Clinton's strengths and experience as the former Secretary of State, right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And polls now show that this is what voters are most concerned about. As you mentioned, we heard the the Republicans really focusing on this issue. And Bob, on the campaign trail in New Hampshire, you talk to voters, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, this is the first thing they talk about. And to the extent that this issue is the focus of the campaign, it means people aren't focusing on Sanders' top issue, which is economic disparity and the hollowing out of the middle class. But as you recall in the last debate, Sanders is willing to go after Hillary Clinton on her vote in favor of the Iraq war back in 2000, which he'll argue contributed to the huge instability in the region that we're seeing today. Clinton will push back that she has the experience that really sets her apart from the Republicans. But I think, as you suggested, this is going to help her more than Sanders.
All right. Finally, Anthony, it's been pointed out by some who are a little angry about this or a little upset just how few debates there are among the Democrats and how they're often airing at times when the audience is relatively small.
Yeah, right. Like 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Right? In the middle of the holiday season.
In the middle of the holiday season. Tomorrow night's just the third of only six debates among the Democrats. The previous debate was also on a Saturday night when less than 9 million viewers tuned in. Compare that to the Republican debates. They're showing on weeknights, and the first two attracted more than 23 million viewers. Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley have complained about this, that the Democratic National Committee has rigged it so that it favors the front runner so that she can avoid being bloodied ahead of the general election. And critics say that's too bad that a political party wants to limit public debate in this way. And some folks even point out that in the long run, it could hurt the eventual nominee by not subjecting him or her to the kind of battle testing for the general election.
But in the meantime, they will debate tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and WBUR's Anthony Brooks will be following it. Anthony, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure, Bob.